Choice boxed beef cutout value was a little more than $19 higher week to week on Thursday, driven by the Tyson plant fire. LMIC estimates corn production 400 million bushels less than USDA. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of August. Other than the $105 paid in the Southern Plains a day earlier, negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. Cattle futures mostly edged higher, with plenty of uncertainty in the wake of this week's volatile trade. After unchanged in spot August, live cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents higher, except for 27 cents and 2 cents lower in near Dece and Feb, respectively. Other than 10 cents and 25 cents lower in two contracts toward the back, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 43 cents higher, from 2 cents higher to $1.30 higher in spot August. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.78 higher Thursday afternoon at $236.12 a hundredweight. Select was $4.75 higher at $210.67. Week to week, that's $19.24 more for Choice and $18.30 more for Select, driven by the recent supply disruption. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 9 cents lower. Offerings continued light at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, there were 1,983 head on offer at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 lower. There is no trend for calves. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, there were just 845 head. Feeder steers there weighing 700 to 850 sold $2 to $4 lower. There is no test on heifers. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Thursday, stemming the steep slide from the previous day. Support included more than expected retail sales in July. Advance estimates of U.S. retail and food services sales for July were $523.5 billion, which was 0.7% more than the previous month and 3.4% more than the previous year, that according to the U.S. Commerce Department. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 99 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 7 points. Carcass weights continue lighter year over year, according to the most recent USDA actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending August 3rd was 872 pounds, which was 3 pounds heavier than the previous week, but 8 pounds lighter than a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight of 805 pounds was 5 pounds heavier week to week, but 4 pounds lighter year over year. Count analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center among those less bullish than USDA when it comes to corn production for this year. In the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts say the challenge for this year's crop is now focused on favorable weather conditions to reach maturity and optimal condition. Delayed planting means that the crop will have less time to develop, which elevates the risks of lower average yields per acre and fewer acres of harvestable quality when combines move through the fields later this year. The USDA crop production estimates that drove corn prices lower this week forecast 90.01 million acres planted to corn, with 82 million acres harvested, and a yield of 169.5 bushels per acre for production of an estimated 13.9 billion bushels. Between impacts of delayed planting and the chance of an early frost, LMIC forecasts 81.5 million corn acres harvested with an average yield of 166 bushels for production of 13.5 billion bushels, the least since 2012. According to those analysts, these numbers support an average corn price at the farm for the new crop year of slightly more than $4 a bushel. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of August. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. www.thebusinessofmarketing.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.